How's your leg? Bless
it. It's okay. See, I went through that race now, so it's okay. I don't want to say anything negative.
Good. Let's just say you guys came third. We didn't get a medal, but you guys did your best. And it was credible performance. Do you think something else could have, you know, do you think that any way that this could have been different?
Overall, we want to say if they have more structured.
Like organization.
Organization. Certain things have been a lot of things have been distracting us ever since we came. And even today, we had a whole distraction going on. And to a point, we didn't want to run this relay. That was the last minute that we came to the track, and we just want to we want to do it for our fans, our family out there who watch us. Because if we have to put the whole Nigeria, some things going on into us, we're not supposed to be here. We just want to scratch out. But I'm really happy we went through that race. We gave it all our best. And, you know, we got fourth, so we are okay with that.
The distraction that you mentioned, is that Nigerian or is it here?
From our federation, from the Nigerian Federation.
Athletics Federation, the ministry put together. They make up the whole federation.
Yeah.
So
the coaches.
Yeah, coaches too. Yeah, they have to have a lot of more structured coaches to structure things, especially when it comes to group event like this.
But okay, let's say this one is over now.
Yeah.
But we have the Commonwealth Games in 2 years' time, and also the next Olympics. What are the things that you think we can do to kind of put things right for you athletes in terms of organization like this?
Well, that question, we've said it over and over for many years, and they don't change things. They still do things the way they do it. They don't prepare athletes for anything, and they expect us to come through. There's no magic in sport. There's no magic in sport. Whatever you give to the track, that's what you get. If you are prepared individually as an individual yourself, you might have a good day and a bad day for you. Like me, I know I was here really prepared to do something, and something happened in the final, and I'm not blaming anybody, but preparation-wise, Nigeria has not anywhere prepared athletes for big competitions like this, and yet they rave over the woman, this medal. You don't put, that means you want us to live up to your expectation. What about us? What have you given to us? Okay, they want it, let's really do this. We prepare ourselves, but they don't even prepare us. They don't care.
Let's talk about the race. Do you think, despite where you placed, that you executed this race well, your handoffs, your sequencing, how you feel about that?
We did, it was decent. A lot of the things weren't really perfect. Me and her, we had a delay with the handoff. But I think we would have done better, but overall it's the season best and we are satisfied.
So I want you on record to say that in spite of lack of preparation, you had your season's best, which is something that you all should be proud of.
We are proud of it. We didn't rest today. We just came out. Let's go there. Let's do it for ourselves, for our fans, for our country. We don't really think about that because they made us cause a lot of stress today. We didn't rest at all. We were here. That's what happened. So
yeah.
We should thank God that we ran the season best. So
how many times have you done this relay as a group?
This four, never.
Never.
I mean, Adrian, he came into the team today.
When they structure things, normally when you have athletes camp, you ask them, what is your program like? What are you? We all have individual events. So they should ask, or we think they should ask us, what do you have to train for? What are you training? What are your training schedules? You put that together, and we have to set up a time for relay separately. Meaning we're not going to do individual events to interfere with that. They didn't do that. And yet they just wake you up in the morning or pass a message to an athlete at 10, 11 p.m. at night. We have practice tomorrow. You don't do that. We're not kids. We're adults.
But also, I think through the rounds, if they would have ran the Mola on first leg initially. Then, a lot of things would have been a little bit easier because we would have only had to substitute one person that probably should have been on it from the beginning. But because they didn't do that, they made the change last night. We're switching two legs to handoffs we've never worked before.
Yeah,
but you guys ran the relay in Porto-Novo with a different team. Do you think it would have been better if the Olympic team has been made to run? Even if Blessing wasn't there, they could have just swapped one person who was off.
The coaches don't understand that.
The man did not qualify for a 4x1. It was not the man's sport. It was the coach's putting, who was not supposed to. It's just like putting me in a ton. You understand? I can't run the ton. I can't. They already know I can't start. So you're putting me in a ton. You're duplicating that relay already.
Yesterday we got it.
That's
by
what
luck.
They do. You understand me? So they put who is not supposed to begin. Yeah, when you tell them, they assume they are the coaches. And they don't make the right decisions. We already said we want to run just yesterday. The president even told them, but they did not. They just did what they would have to do. How do